Hashem. Okay, what?
Hi, I'm surprised. Say hello.
Okay. So, we were holding here the last time that Ein Adam Chaydal Kineches by Ruach Shtus. And the Maral said, Kitz HaSeichel Timotzi Chet, Lachain Omru Ein Adam Chaydal Kineches by Ruach Shtus, Vazu Chayte. Lachain Shlama Karachek Sil Kol Kahalas. So, really, I guess this is something we had left off. We'd spoken a bit about in terms of manefshach, like a ruach just sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu is inciting him, or he's injecting him with some sort of ability to or power to overcome. It wasn't clear where this ruach just fits in, and so on. So I want to talk a little bit more about this nekuda here, which I think is important. The Maral speaks about Seichel as being the Neshama, kind of identical to the Neshama. We've seen it quite a few times. There's the Seichel, there's the Nefesh, there's the Guf. In other places, it's a little bit different. And let's understand Ke'ilu, the distinction, the way it seems in most places. The Bechira is built on two ritzonos, two koachs of ratzen in a person. One ratzen is the ratzen that is the ratzen for the physical world, and that's what we would call tshuka, taiva, etc. Because that's a very, very that's us in one way. And we also, being we have a neshama, there's in us built in a rotzen or a tshuka that is the for ruchnius. There's a ruchnius that is shorish of a person, which is something else. It's otherly. It's a neshama. So a person can just, let's think a minute. A person sits back and he thinks of some fun that he can have, some whatever it is. A mutadik thing, asadik thing, but he visions and he pictures, and he, as he pictures it, he feels that it's very, very enjoyable. He sort of is fantasizing a very enjoyable vacation or whatever it is. A person then he knows the alternative is, I don't know, to learn, to do a chesed, to whatever, and the person visions that, and a person can envision an enjoyment or a pleasure in that as well. A person, we have a reservoir of very, very strong positive feelings about times that we have, that we've done ruchnis activities, and we really felt extremely good about it. So we have that in us as well. Now, the question is, so how, what mechanism makes that decision for us? There's a famous old philosophic, I don't know what the word is, a bon mot or a kind of famous parable, that if you want to drive, if you will give a donkey two bags of food equidistant from each other and equally good, he will go out of his mind because he can't make up his mind which one he wants. Some along that lines. It's not true, but it's sort of an illustration of a point. So we do have in us something which is a draw towards Tov and a draw towards Ra. What's the mechanism that we have in us to be able to make and to decide? So there's something called Sefer Yasher, which is, it's attributed to Rabbi Natam. It's not true. In other words, Sefer Yasher, the halacha one, is the Rabbi Natam. Sefer Rabbi Natam. There's a Sefer Yasher of Midas, about Midas, and that's attributed to Rabbi Natam. That's not, but it's a Rishon. And he has a very famous piece about Yemei Av, Yemei Asinah, and he basically says that the normal course of a person's Avodas Hashem tends to be curved, wavy. It's not straight line. We tend to vacillate between strong days and weak days. So the first thing that he says that affects this mechanism, or that sort of is the heart of this mechanism, is how much success and failure a person feels. The more success a person feels, the stronger his drives to do that. The less success he feels, the weaker it is, and he wants to do something else. And it goes back and forth. It sort of vacillates. What can a person do to override, overcome kufis that are difficult? You know, so one suggestion, he speaks about reinforcing the stronger feedback, the positive feedback. But then he says, if there is no real clear, if there's no clear preference to one over the other, he says, still, the das can be machriya. That's his lashon. He have the das and das be machriya. In other words, seichel has a koach of judging, and it can judge my impulses and weigh them one against another. So, lemashal, imagine I have a report that I have to write up, and on the other hand, there's something nice on TV or whatever, and I keep getting distracted and going to the TV. In terms of pleasure, the pleasure of writing a report is very dwarfed by the pleasure of watching TV or doing anything else, basically. So the only way in which I can make that decision is by having the das be machriya. The das say, listen, if you're not going to do it now, if you're not going to have a report ready, you're going to get fired, you lose your job, you're going to have to work much harder and get much less money and have much less pleasures. The das can tell us, can tell me that, you know, if I procrastinate a little bit, I'm going to procrastinate more, and I have to be up late at night, I won't be able to do it, it won't be so good. The das is not, it's something really of a different kind than the ratzon or tshuka, and therefore das has itself the ability to be machriya. It can weigh both sides, analyze, and explain to me why one to be preferable to the other. So the way a person is built, the das is something that's machriya. Let's take another example. I think that we might become, and might not be common to us, but at least certainly we're aware of it. Most people have nice tchunas hanefesh, and most people have tchunas hanefesh not so nice. Usually, it's the das that keeps our mouth shut, or not to say things that are stupid, crazy, regrettable, whatever it is, and not to do things that we'll regret later. That's normal. That's what we normally do. So we have the das that sits on top of me and says, okay, don't say what you think of him. No, that's not very smart. You'll say what's nice, and that's it. When a person drinks, what he does is he paralyzes the das, and therefore he begins to say things on impulse. Now I would love to tell him what I really think of him. My boss has asked me would I mind staying in an extra hour or two finishing up something, and when my das is functioning, it tells me, you will tell him yes, I think it's the right thing to do. When I've drank and I've managed to suppress my das, then I'll tell him what I would like to tell him now, what gives me most emotional satisfaction, and that is, that's what you think. So the das itself, when the alcohol suppresses it, it's up to my impulses, and generally speaking, the less preferable impulse wins over. It's one of the things people think, that alcohol is a stimulant. Actually, alcohol is a depressant. It depresses judgment faculties of a person, and therefore it's not, we become boisterous when we drink, not because the drink makes us boisterous, but because the drink suppresses the das, which normally suppresses our kind of being all over the place. And once you suppress the das, you're basically left with being all over the place. So the koyach of das is the control, and it makes a decision based on what's right, because that's das, and therefore the person does what's right. So a person goes solely with das, that's what he does. The in so if we're talking about the yes.
I forget the makor, but I know that somewhere in the Gemara it says, you know, one of the Amoraim I think said he couldn't learn until he ate basa and drank
yes.
wine.
Yes.
Yes.
So what is that?
No, so that there was no yishuv das. You have, I don't know, there's a mechanism like that. It says that a person doesn't have yishuv das. When a person has something that's bothering him and his das is not settled, you find many cases. Gemara says that they sat in a place that was shady because shmaitze boitz lusa. Das can be affected also by circumstance. So if right now I'm a turret, I don't have menuchas hanefesh, my das is affected by it, correct. But if right now I'm fine, the question is, what shall I do next? And you have a competition between two contradictory ritzonos, impulses, best said. There the das is the machria. But you're right, the das is totally it's totally on factors. You find the muscle, for instance, also. On the one hand, a katan is not a bar das, but the Gemara gives great merit to their learning because it's hevel pi yeshal tinok shel rabim that ein bachet. It's not that the child's goodness is not real. It's coming from a Torah place, coming from a neshama. It's not coming from achras das. Even a good child will sometimes get caught up and do something stupid because he doesn't have the das to control it. And an adult could be a pretty bad fellow, but he'll not do many things because his das tells him not worth the consequence. In order for chet to come out, you need to neutralize the koch of das, and that's where the ruach shtus comes in. The ruach shtus allows for it doesn't create the rutzen for the aveira. So if let's say a person doesn't have a particular taiva, the lack of das is not going to be it will not bring it out in him because he doesn't have it there. If a person has it and it's strong, and in the struggle between the tov and the ra, it's the das that's machria, and machria, it overcomes then the person will do ra. So the ruach shtus means A, the person has it in a shorish of ra. So a person has no taiva for something that's not his. Then even if the person's das has been neutralized, he doesn't have it. He was oikedat shorish. Of Tam. Let's take a very simple case. Imagine a person has a restricted diet. He's not supposed to eat X, Y, or Z, but he really likes X, Y, and Z. But he tells himself, you know what? Every time he sees it, he says, you know, it's going to be another hospital visit. It's going to be another this. It's going to be another risk. This is going to be that. You better not eat it. When the person it drinks or does, or he neutralizes das in some way, then he starts eating away as if there's no tomorrow. And there may very well not be a tomorrow if it's the wrong food and wrong person. But let's say a person has no cheshev for that food. It's a type of food they never liked. So take away all the das in the world, it's just not going to happen. There's a, it's something which is, when we say that drink brings out the true personality, we don't mean it brings out what the person normally does. That's not fair. The person normally is by das, and the das is koy for that. But we can find some shorish in the person. So if a person, let's say, is jealous of somebody else, but he suppresses it with das, and I'm embarrassed of it, and I won't talk about it, and I can't. So then drink takes it away. The person says things they would never have said. But if a person's not jealous of the other person, he's not going to say it. Drink is not going to incite him to do something that's not really inside him. So that's the inyan of shtus and kach hadas. I want to speak about Rosh Hashanah a little bit in this context. It says in the Sfarim that Rosh Hashanah is Miloshen Rosh, the head, so to speak. In other words, it is something which brings its relationship to the world is what the head is to the rest of the body. And therefore, this farm say that's why you have 10 Aseres Mitzvah, because since the rest of the Koyma of Lamala is 10 spheres, so it means from the head, 10 elements are mispashet. So here also 10 elements are mispashet. That's sort of what Sfarim say. It says in the Chazal say that the reason for the Seder HaBrachas in Shemoneh Esra of Atachoinein, and then you have Hashiveinu, is the it's because, you know, the pasuk says that v'yovin v'shav v'rafaloi, if a person will understand, and it says that tashman levam, they're making themselves hard of hearing because they're afraid they might hear something and then they'll understand and then they'll do tshuva. So bina is next to tshuva. That's the lashon in the Gemara and based on the pasuk, and it's understood like that das is something that leads a person to do right, because the das is machri appropriately. So in das itself, you don't have competing deos. There are no two deos. In rotzen, you have competing ritzonis. And you have the rotzen of toiv that emanates from the person's neshama. You have the rotzen of ra, which emanates, or chamrius, which emanates from the person's guf. So in the koach ha-rotzen, we do have. Koach ha-das be'etzem is solid. It by its nature, you can't have two truths. You can have two desires and two cravings. You can't have two truths. So therefore, if the people are afraid that if they hear something that's logical, that makes sense, they're going to go come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why they chose not to hear the Navi. But what you see here, as the Gemara says, is that the precursor to tshuva is das. So it's a very fascinating insight, kind of different than what we used to, in the sense that normally we focus on doing tshuva or on stepping away from chet.
Rabbi Pansky, a quick question. What you
sure.
said before.
Yeah.
There's only one das, one truth, but there is such a thing. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, right?
Those are more in how. In other words, those type of deos will not be on is tov better than ra. Those deals will be what's a better approach to Tov, that type of thing. So should we go this way, should we go this direction, that direction, the other direction, how to get to where you, but there is no das that will say we should, doing bad is better. So if you're talking about deals in the sense of how and things like that, yes. But you're talking about the das in the big sense, that's it. So, on Rosh Hashanah, the Bria itself is full of Ritzonos. The Bria itself has, every being has the desire to be, to exist. So Ratzon came into the Bria as soon as things were created. It says in Chazal that everything was created because Masu b'Daiton l'Daiton Nivro. The word Daiton over there doesn't mean das like we're saying now. The word Daiton usually means closer to Ritzonam, that people wanted it that way. They were happy with it. It's not people. We're talking about every Bria in the world is what's the right word for it? it likes its metzias and wants to persist to exist, and so on. So Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam in the Bria. Adam is the Nekud of Das, the only one who has the ability to be machria between conflicting ritzonos is Adam. A Balchai, for instance, let's go to the Balchai. A Balchai has, let's take a child. I guess it will be easier for us to picture in a child. You have a child and he's standing in front of ice cream. And there's chocolate ice cream and strawberry ice cream. And he's told you can have either this or this. So, l'chura, that sounds like it's a decision-making process. What's really happening? What's happening? So what usually happens by us is the kid nudges enough until we give him both chocolate and strawberry. That's the lemaisa of how they happen. But what's happening when the child is considering and weighing there? What he's doing is he's sort of, I guess if I were to be picturesque, polling his taste buds. He sort of is trying to remember what it's like to eat chocolate ice cream and what it's like to eat strawberry ice cream and which one was more tasty, and that's what it'll do. So it's really not, the word choosing is not really the right word over here. It's more feeling which is a stronger rotzen, which will satisfy rotzen more. So that's not choice. I mean, it's a very, very technical choice, but I'm the same realm of physical things I enjoy, except that I can evaluate how much pleasure each one gives me. In ruchniyistik type of das, I'm using das that way, over there, I'm talking about two separate me's. I could go with this image of myself, I go with this image of myself. I could go with the person who sits by Ishtanda and learns till who knows when and enjoys it and thrills it, or I could check out and do my own thing. That's really the question over here. So the das that the Bria was endowed in on Rosh Hashanah was the das of being able to shift itself from a physical being to a ruchnistic being and saying, this is really me. This is me, and this is how I will realize myself and find myself. The ruach, so the das that's in the Bria is be'etzem, our tool of avoda. The das in the Bria itself, in its entirety, the Bria fulfills the tachlis of the Bria, because if bechira is wanted in the Bria, until there was das in the Bria, even though there were conflicting ritzonos and there could be conflicting ritzonos, without das, that's meaningless. So just like a child might have conflicting ritzonos, but there's no avoda in those conflicting ritzonos, because the decision-making process is simply a measure of which one is, which drive is stronger. It has nothing to do with an outside weighing schar mitzvah sedef mitzvah schara. It's simply just getting a sense of my instincts, which one pleasures me more, which one not. So if we ask ourselves, what is the avodah of Rosh Hashanah? And you know, Rosh Hashanah sort of has two personalities. It has a dual personality. It's the first day of Sesame Tshuva, so it belongs to the world of Tshuva. And also it's got its own things about Malchus, Sechonos, Shofros, and all sorts of other things. It is a Yom Adin. And the answer is because the process of Malchus is the bettering of one chelik over the other. Malchus means I say that Reuven shall set the tone for the country. In Malchus, it's who sets the tone and who becomes the peoplehood. That's really what Malchus is about. So being Mamlich, the word, it's very interesting in Aramaic, in Gemara Hebrew, I should say, in Aramaic, the word Nimlach, Molach, Mem, the same word as melech means to be misyaitz, to give an eitzah or to get an eitzah, you know, to ask for an eitzah, because an eitzah is really essentially taking the koach of the seichel, the das, to override everything, or better said, to decide between the two sides of the scale. So when I have when I can't reach a decision, eilech ve'imlach, I'm going to go and I'm going to ask for an eitzah. What I'm doing really is, I am using a das to impose itself on everything else. So I'm drawn to A and I'm drawn to B, and both of them seem to me like good options or bad options or whatever. And I use a koach haseichel das to get to the right decision. So it builds. So Rosh Hashanah is there really to be, we'll use the lashon of the Sfarim, it's to bring the iris of das into the Bria. In a more close, because specifically they talk about Rosh Hashanah, Chachma, and this is Yom Kippur Bina, and this is Das. But in the global sense, we're not going into any particular vocabulary, the Tafkid Rosh Hashanah is to rebuild the world, starting with Das. And that's why it's on the day Adam was created, rather than the day when the world was created. Because on the day the world was created, there really was no Das in the world. You had a lot of Ritzonos, and it says Maspil Chol Chai Rotzen. Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the Rotzen of every being. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, each one has a Ritzonos, and that existed from the day things came into being. From Brias Adam, there is the Hechitimtza of. I know. So is this Trias Amesim? Okay, I had a son, very optimistic. One of my children was very optimistic. During the Gulf War, the rabbi's speech in the shul would be interrupted occasionally by a siren, and he always was trying to figure out what was the hashgacha, why that particular statement, the siren came off. Like, what's the message in that? He really worked hard to try to figure it out. But Akoponim, so I always wonder, like, when the Skype decides to go dead, what exactly was I said wrong that the Skype didn't like? So there's a certain, in the Sfarim speak about a certain rebuilding of Tzuras HaAdam. Adam in the Bria is the Das. There was no Das in the Bria until Adam was born, and until I was put in the Bria, and that stands in the Seder Advarim on top. And tshuva is a process that can only start from pen yovin v'shava rafalei. Maybe he'll understand. Maybe he'll be enlightened and do tshuva, and it'll be healed. Because I just want to try to explain like a mistake that I believe people make gloss over. They speak about the most like this pen yovin v'shava rafalei. That they were afraid that maybe they would understand and then they would do tshuva. So when I tell a person he's doing something wrong, what am I trying to do? In other words, when I, especially if I'm an authority figure, what am I trying to do? Am I telling the person news that he doesn't know? Lav dafka. The person himself also learned shachar. He knows he's not allowed to do it. So when I yell and scream, what am I accomplishing? So the accomplishment usually is that I'm trying to awaken the person's das. When I reason with a person, it's not because I say, "Oh, he didn't know that doing an aver is a bad thing." The question is not know. It means the person's mind took control over the situation, as opposed to him just following his ritzonus wherever they take him to. The for das to take over and das to be shaylan in it, that creates a tzuras adam that allows for a chet free existence. Balamusa used to work a lot on all sorts of On Haggis, they were quite for themselves. They forced themselves to do X, not to do Y, and so on. So sometimes the purpose was for whatever it is that they forced them to do or not to do. Sometimes the purpose was what's the right word for it? To impose a certain das on a person. We're not informing the person. We're providing the voice of das that the person doesn't have. There is no das standing and telling the person how can you do this. So when we talk about Yovin Vishavar Aflai, when we talk about teaching people right, wrong, telling people, so very rarely are the circumstances like where there's a clear lack of knowledge, so to speak, that it's wrong. And that usually is simply clarifying a halacha to a person. It's a lot more, I'm supplying my voice of das to what he's missing. So just like we spoke about Malchus, I can have an outside melech. I can go to somebody and elach na ve'imlech b'dvisai. I'll go and ask an eitz of my wife. In other words, I can accept someone else's das. And in a certain sense, that's what we do when we ask das Torah. We notice stadim. We understand both sides of it. We need someone that we feel his achra is better than my achra. So that's what you get when you have that type of, you can borrow das as well. So Rosh Hashanah is in some ways the most pivotal moment in the Bria. Every person gets a renewed das, a new hamshacha of das in the broad sense. I don't mean the das of Bozo Rambir, I mean das, which means not that we automatically understand better or know more. It means we have the better ability to control our retzoinos and taivas and to make the decision between the ruchnistik in me and the gashmistik in me. So every person gets a hashpah in himself as a tzuras adam. We do that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu klapi the world. We by bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in as the melech of the world. That means when we proclaim Malchus and when we mispalel that the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gal in the world, it doesn't mean a Malchus where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will force us to do X, Y, Z, despite the fact that we have no desire to do so, is not really a realization of Adam. Rather, it's when we have different studim and we know possibly which one is right, but we don't have the stamina to do it. We don't have the oomph, whatever it is. We don't have the das to tell us, to be machria definitively for us. That's what Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Like upon him. So we should be, so in, and this is the crucial first part for tshuva, is to be able to build your das in a way that it's highly functional, and highly capable of imposing, of selecting the toe from the ra and so on. Any questions? Okay, so we should have a good...
Yeah? One question.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and it's the returners have to fall into line sometimes, right? The task is something called tikkun hamidos, right?
Well, you can uproot the bad. You can create, the das can create patterns of behavior that are automatic, basically, which is good, and it means that the person will have the automatically good instincts. But at the end of the day, there's always the next step, and that will require new hachras das. So the answer is yes. We do transition from das to further than das, but it's always something which you're always going to need das for what comes ahead, and in a certain sense, the value of what you do out of habit is because it's brought about through das. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody is born naturally, likes to share things with people, is very social. So it's nice, it's a good midah, but hard to see the schar element in it. On the other hand, imagine somebody who's born not such a giving person, but he's forced himself. He's done it again and again and again and again until it's become second nature. Now when he goes into autopilot, the schar is that he set up the autopilot. So there is value in something which we've trained ourselves to do. A person is even-tempered. So some people, the Chazon Ish was known to be extraordinarily even-tempered. He once told somebody, asked me, he hopes he has no paydis. He told him, I don't have that item in stock. But on the other hand, he told somebody once that he was born with a lot of kpeda, and he worked hard at getting it out. So anything that we have now, because I set up the autopilot, is to my credit. So yes, even though we're supposed to try to make, in Rambam says so, in Furish and Deis, supposed to make things good habits, but its value lies in the fact that I've created that habit. Okay, so a good kibben shiar. What?
Isn't also an Indian that you create a habit doesn't always mean any situation could call for using that habit or not. You have to know when it's appropriate to fall back on your habit, and sometimes it might be the wrong thing to do.
It's also Chazal, when they speak of appropriate deos, which deos are commendable, they talk about hasam or choysav, hasham or choysav, a person who weighs and imposes his drachim. So yes, you're right. You're never free totally of thinking, but on the other hand, certain patterns of behaviors are positive. When a person asks for something, you give him. So yes, occasionally you're not supposed to give something that's not healthy to somebody who's going to eat it. Fine, I understand that, but still, the generally speaking, those patterns of behaviors a person can rely on as being fine. If there's any suffix, he needs to rethink it. Yeah.
Are we saying that, normally we think about when a person's boicha, and the boicha b'toiv, they're exercising the Yirah Shemayim. There's a nekudas bechira there. Are we saying that is what being poyal yadas is? That's the same thing?
Yes, because, let me explain something to you. Let's give an example. When I have in a car, I have different setups of gear that I could use, and I switch from gear to gear. So I'm using a particular gear, but the switch to that gear was made by me controlling the gears or whatever auto. All these things are things that are potential mindsets, I should say, or ritzonos, potential ritzonos, and it's the das that says, what am I supposed to use now? Am I, and the ruach shtus knocks out the das, and the ruach shtus sort of gives the das a little bit of a shot of whiskey or two, and no more das. So Ritzonos are the acting agents, but the decision which Ratzon shall I use now is going to be made by the Das. A person has a Ratzon to eat, and a person has a Ratzon to fast and kippah. Both of them are true Ritzonos of the person. The decision of which one overcomes which one is made by what we call Das. Das is a machria. Das is able to see two sides. Das is unique. My cheshek to eat is not at all the same cheshek to fast and kippah. The cheshek fast and kippah is not cheshek to eat. It's two different types of cheshek. The one that includes both, so that you weigh one against another, is the das. That's the nature of das. It includes different elements, and it's machria.
So that's what Rabbi meant before, that you only need it when there's a real conflict.
Correct.
If you person don't want to eat on Yom Kippur, then there's
right.
No need to talk.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Okay. Good. A good kibenshiar, ksivah sima toiva, and I think next week is okay for Dailam. Whatever Dailam. Next week is Sesame Tshuva. So I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I'm fine. We don't.
Definitely. It's fine for me. Thanks,
Rabbi. Okay, fine. Good. So that's. Call to buy.